This message from God's Word is being brought to you by Brother Ethan Grace at the Scenic Hills Church of Christ in Pensacola, Florida. He brings us a lesson about your treasure. The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And now, Brother Grace.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. You decide where your treasure is. You are the decider of where your treasure is, and the position of being your treasure is not a position that can be shared. God does not take an equal position with anything. He is to be held highest in priority and be loved with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Matthew 22:38. Do all you will to please God, but if you cannot place him above your worldly passions and desires, then how much do you really care for God? The rich young ruler did just that. The ruler obeyed the word, but could not part with the treasures he held on earth. God knows that we will all fall short, and by his grace and his love for us, we still have the opportunity to be with him in paradise for all eternity. Do you know why? It's because he treasures us. He treasures each and every single one of us. So with that said, should we not want to treasure him in return? Do you do it? Do you go every other Sunday? You're always... Let's take a quick self-assessment. You have all had the chance to mentally acknowledge whatever it is you consider yourself most dedicated to. Now let's put it in perspective. Where does your worldly passion lie relative to your passion for God? Here's the scenario. If sports are your passion, imagine it's the biggest game of the season for the sport that you love the most and you have been given front row tickets. If gaming is your passion, imagine it's the biggest game release of the year and all your friends will be expecting you to be there. If working is your passion, imagine you've been given the lead on a project presentation that could get you that big promotion. If working out is your passion, imagine you are asked to take part in a fitness competition and you are very likely to take first prize. Whatever your passion is, just imagine the opportunity to be part of something huge that you've worked so hard and wanted to be so bad a part of. Now, as you're sitting there imagining this moment, this opportunity, this incredible chance, just know this. It's on Sunday. It's not just part of Sunday. It's not starting after Sunday morning. This event is all day. So to go, you've got to skip worship. Do you do it? You go every other Sunday. You're always participating in events at your church. You're one of the best givers when it comes to that contribution tray. What's one missed Sunday? Well, let me stop you there, because if Sunday is the only day that you are concerned about giving God your time, then God is not your treasure, and God is not where your heart lies.